Town of Green Gables by L.M. Montgomery.
Marilla, it's Rachel. Rachel Lynn.
Good evening, Rachel. This is a real fine evening, isn't it? How are all your folks?
We're all well. I was kind of afraid you weren't, though, when I saw Matthew starting off in the buggy with the sorrel mare. It's not like your brother to put on his best suit and go driving up the hill. Not at 3:30 on a busy afternoon, the very afternoon he was planning to sow his turnip seed. I know he was, because I overheard him saying so to Peter Morrison only yesterday evening in Blair's store.
That's true. Matthew is planning to do the turnip seeds next.
Now, Marilla, stop playing games and clear up the mystery.
Matthew went to the train station. We're getting a little boy from an orphan asylum in Nova Scotia.
Marilla Cuthbert, what on earth put such a notion into your head?
Well, we've been thinking about it all winter. Mrs. Alexander Spencer was up here before Christmas, and she said she was going to get a little girl from the asylum over in Hope Town in the spring. So Matthew and I thought we'd get a boy. Matthew's getting up in years, you know. He's 60, and his heart troubles him a good deal. You know how desperate hard it is to get hired help.
Even so, Marilla.
We sent word to Mrs. Spencer to bring us a smart, likely boy, old enough to be of use in doing chores and young enough to be trained up proper. We mean to give him a good home and schooling.
Marilla, the risk.
There's risks in pretty near everything a buddy does in the world.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you. I heard of a case over in New Brunswick where an orphan asylum girl put strychnine in the well and the whole family died in fearful agony.
We're not getting a girl. I'd never dream of taking a girl to bring up.